teaches us church discipline. The false Jesus that America says is love, and he's all love, and he never calls anybody out of their sin. He's just love, 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 love. I literally went to a music festival, and the guy stood on the stage. I got it on video, and the guy said, "And you know, God doesn't just love you. He love, 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 love." He said it like seven times. Jesus in Matthew 18 says, "If your brother sins against you, go to him one on one, and if he repents, you've gained your brother. If he won't repent, take another brother as a witness." Call him to repentance. If he won't repent, take him to the body. If he won't repent, then Jesus said, just hang out with him and get along, and you know, we're all fine because we're all sinners. No.
Okay,
Jesus said, put him out like a publican. I was just explaining to a man over here that the religious system today is the opposite of the true New Testament body. We strive to model for the first century body. Their front door was closed. Mm-hmm. You had to enter through the blood of Jesus and a testimony of being born again, and the back door was wide open. You sin, we throw you out. 1 Corinthians 5, the man was in sexual sin. Paul says, I can't believe you haven't dealt with this guy. I'm coming, I've already made a judgment. We're throwing him out for the destruction of his flesh to the saving of his soul. So the true body has a very small door to get in.
Yep.
The back door is wide open. You or I sin, the elders or the other brothers are going to go, hey, leaven, we're throwing you right out.
Yep.
Modern churches today, says it right. Where did I see it? There's a sign. Right up there. Everyone's welcome.
So you can be standing there
singing with a guy that's a drunk or a sodomite or an adulterer or a liar or a cheat, and he's singing, and you're standing right next to him, and he lives that kind of life, but you let him in to sing and pray with you, and the Bible says that's letting leaven in the body. So in the current church system, the front door is wide open because they want your money, they want you in the seat.
The back door is closed, and
you almost got to shoot somebody to get thrown out. Does that make sense?
No.
So that's what that means.
That's what I was curious, because I read through the whole thing.
Go to don'tperish.com. We don't want anybody's money. It's all free. We want you to open the scriptures and go deeper than the culture and the American church system will take you. Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep the traditions of man, Christmas, Easter, Sunday is the Lord's Day, timed out ritual services, one guy in a wooden box telling you everything. It's supposed to be all of us men sharing.
It's taking it literally and seriously.
Yeah. Well, what happens is the church, the current Sunday church system, you know what it's modeled after? Not modeled after the Word of God. You know what it's modeled after? Here, get ready. A building that's set apart for it. A stage. Tell me what I'm describing. A podium with a paid speakers. Hold on. Practice and paid musicians. Lines of seating for paid customers in timed out events. What did I just describe?
A concert.
I described Sunday church, and I described the Greek. I described the Greek theater system.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's theater. Where it came from. Theater. Whereas God's body met in houses, and if we met in a house and there was 10 men, it ain't the gym show. It's everybody coming, sharing, talking, exhorting. Maybe we need to rebuke sometimes, and it's led by the Spirit. It could last 2 hours. It could last 8 hours. Not okay. We're almost done. Noon. Timed out. We're supposed to be led by the Spirit. You ever notice man-made religions run by a pamphlet?
Yeah.
See, none of this is of God, and Satan is very good. He's the angel of light. He's come in and designed a false system, and I call it placebo Christianity or cultural counterfeit Christianity. And here's the thing. If this was a dollar bill, and it was green, and it looked really good, could it deceive you? If it was really good? Yeah, it could, right? What if it was yellow? You wouldn't be deceived by a yellow dollar bill, right?
Sure, no.
It's green. So Satan knows he's got to make the counterfeit look real close in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a lot of truth, but mostly they fall short of the gospel, which is on our card. They don't call you to full repentance, which is out of the world, out of the culture.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I grew up, I actually understand a lot of the Bible. I read the Bible back to back.
Yeah, so the important thing is...
I was just curious, and I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Jesus said we have to keep his traditions.
Yeah. No, I agree with
and
you.
Follow after him.
If you're going to follow that, you should go ahead and follow it.
You must be a child of God. And I don't know if you heard me preach. There's two kingdoms. God's kingdom, that you have to be born in spiritually.
Yeah.
The other kingdom is Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's the god of this world. You're born into it when you're born in the flesh. So am I.
Yeah.
No, we're walking in Satan's kingdom. We don't even know it. We're a child of Satan until we come out and we're born again. Now we enter into the kingdom of God.
My wife's getting bored.
Let me know if I can ever help you.
I just wanted to chit-chat.
Thank you for the talk. Go deep in the scriptures. Let me know if I can help you. I got a whole bunch of street preaching videos. We travel the country and preach all over.
All right.
To call America. It's getting dark. Get ready. It's getting dark. America's going to fall. Tribulation is coming.
Probably.
It's coming. Get ready. God be praised. We love you.